Hey, people. Got a bit of a slight buzz on with this beer. It's good beer tonight. Now, as you know, I've been sort of MGTOW or similar of for many, many years now. I realized the Femon nature many moons ago. But even being MGTOW and knowing Femon's nature, it still isn't easy for men. Because society is all geared up for the Femons, isn't it? A lot of the laws are for the Femons, not so much for the men. TV programs are mostly all for Femons now. Adverts are pointed towards Femons. Most shops and shopping are geared towards Femons. And quite a few years ago, men had all these special places for just men, so they could get some break from the Femons. But Femons have moved into all of those places now, pretty much. And man hasn't even got them. So man is living in society in the world that he built, but is a prisoner in his own world. And it's all because the Femon is held in high esteem in society, because she can have a baby. But if you think about it, that's pretty much all they produce in their life. Because generally they're very negative on most things that they do after that. But even though, say, a Femon will go through life without having any babies whatsoever, they are still treated special, aren't they? They walk around as if society and the world owes them something. Of course, without the man, the Femon would be an empty vessel. Sure, two Femons can get together, even marry now, and get pregnant by using either a turkey baster or something, but they have to get the sperm from somewhere. And of course, they'll be living in a house that man built. And I think the worst thing that man has to suffer through is the disrespect he gets from mostly all Femons, the government that takes all his money, the Lockarts that take all his possessions. And it's no wonder that so many men, especially young men, are having misfires. It's kind of like when the man has stopped earning good money or can't earn money anymore. We should just die. Femons many years ago used to take our money even when we were dead. I used to take our pension, didn't they? Probably still do. So a man can spend, say, 15 years making a business, making money, having a good house, a nice car, a good lifestyle. And he can meet a Femon and go with her for a year, and she can move in, and she can take it all. Yeah, that sounds fair, doesn't it? On a good note, the Top Gun Maverick apparently is a pretty good film. It's not woke at all. I don't know. I guess they just fucked up. But it looks like they're going to make a pile of goddamn money for screwing up. What does that tell you guys? Take it easy.